we're going to hear from Seamus Savage. He was a longtime friend of the Donoghues from the time they first moved to work in Dundalk in the mid-90s. This is Adrian Donoghue and his wife Caroline. Well, he's been speaking to our Northeast correspondent Sinead Hussey about the night of the 25th of January in 2013. Seamus was at home with his family when news came through of an incident in Billergan.
The whole family was at home just sitting watching television, and a friend of ours had rang my wife Teresa from a function they were at in a local football club, and she said there was some sort of a commotion over at Billergan at the credit union, and that a Garda had been injured, and that she thought it was Adrian, and that the news was bad. So a bit of panic set in, and we rang another friend, Darren Cowan, who was a colleague of Adrian's, another guard, and I asked him, was it true what we were hearing, and he just barely fit to answer me yes, and that was it. So from then on, we just went over, myself and my wife Teresa went over to Caroline and Adrian's house, and it got real from then, because there was Garda cars everywhere, and they were stopping us with nails in near the house. But then Darren came out, and we got in, and it was an awful sight in the house. It was just tears everywhere. And I suppose the worst of it was his two kids, Amy and Niall, upstairs asleep in bed, went to bed that night, everything perfect, to wake up the next morning to their whole life being changed with the loss of a model father, is all you could call him. He was just brilliant with his kids.
Brilliant with his kids. Seamus Savage there, remembering Adrian Donoghue. Well, he also went on to tell Sinead Hussey about happier times in Adrian Donoghue's life outside of An Garda Síochána.
2002, anyway, he was planning his marriage to Caroline, and most of us was down in Kilkee in Clare for that, and next on the weekend, but he was, I would say, the happiest man alive that day when he married the love of his life. And then, of course, they built just over the field here from the football club. They built a new home and had their two kids, Niall and Amy. And he got involved then in management around the club here with juniors and that. And then it came to his own kids growing up and starting football and playing around here, and he got well, both himself and Caroline got very involved in that. And at the time of his unfortunate death, he was actually over the whole Oak Sport thing in the club, looking after the whole lot of it, because he was brilliant with kids, absolutely brilliant. From he started to come about here, and the friendlier we got, he started to come up to my own house, and from a farming background, and so was he, so he had a great interest in that, and he'd come up regular, and our kids just loved to see him coming about. Just there'd always be crack with him and always messing, and he loved it.
Seamus Savage there, remembering his friend Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue. Detective Inspector Pat Murray was the lead officer in charge of the investigation based out of Dundalk Garda Station into Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue's murder. It was an investigation into the shooting dead of one of his own team of officers on duty at the time he was killed.
Every murder has its difficulty and every murder has its twists and turns, but in respect of starting from scratch and bringing it to where we did, Adrian's, yes, was the most challenging, yes. Yeah, without shadow of a doubt. And, what we had to cover, just in respect to phones and phone data and analysing everything that we got. I know myself, let's say if someone else was shot dead on the team, Adrian Donoghue would be the very man in there working his socks off to get justice. And he deserved nothing less than us giving our 110% for him as a colleague to bring justice to him and obviously to Caroline and the children. And I think we've done that. And I hope Caroline can take solace from the conviction.
retired Detective Inspector Pat Murray there on with his thoughts. And in that same interview which he did with Sinead Hussey, our North East correspondent, Inspector Murray described how the investigation into the murder of Garda Donoghue went beyond the shores of this island.
Of course, we had a big element of the investigation that was dealt with by the Americans and their help. And I must say, Homeland Security were, you know, superb people to deal with. Really, really superb. Very focused, very helpful towards us. And there was a total of 68 people traced down and questioned in America with their help. And we wouldn't have been able to do it without their help. And in fact, some of the witnesses that came forward wouldn't have come forward unless they were spoken to first by Homeland Security, you know. But they are people that we would have generated. These are people that we need to speak with. They looked on it and they said it to me, we look on this as a death of our own colleague, as one of our own.
Retired Detective Inspector Pat Murray there, the lead officer in charge of the investigation based out of Dundalk Garda Station until his own retirement. Well,